Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Derek Halpeny, Head of Research, Global Markets EMEA and International Securities. It's Monday, 27th July 2020, and we're publishing this podcast on MUFGEMEA.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. So Derek, what are the key themes at the start of the week for the FX financial markets?
Well, the US dollar continues to sell off, and certainly at the start of this week, I think that's very much in focus. We've broken 117 in euro dollar. Dollar yen has taken a nosedive, and sentiment, if anything, seems to be worsening. And that's quite notable given we've been in this period of dollar sell-off for a number of months now. I think there's a number of factors behind this that help explain the move and why perhaps while we've seen a fair bit of this move and it might look stretched technically, fundamentally there's scope for this to continue a bit further. The first factor I'd mention is simply the economic data. And by that, of course, we're talking about the high frequency economic data and this kind of impact of COVID spreading across some of the southern states is definitely starting to be borne out in some of the high frequency data. So the Apple mobility data, the Google mobility data, the open table restaurant bookings. We saw kind of a notable recovery take hold in May into June. But over the last 4 weeks or so, that's really started to flatline. So that idea of a V-shaped recovery, when you look at the high frequency data, it's just not there. It's just not evident. And I think that is a concern going into the kind of the GDP rebound that we're expecting in Q3 into Q4. And it's understandable. Like, let's not forget, Texas, Florida, California combined, and those are the three states that are getting hit most significantly, they account for 28.5% of US GDP. And the fact that they're going back into some form of lockdown, it's inevitably going to have a notable impact on economic data, and that's going to start being borne out in wider economic figures that we're more familiar with going forward. So I think the markets have an eye on that, and that's definitely forcing investors to adjust lower the degree of recovery in economic growth going forward. Secondly is, and this is front focus this week, is the progress towards getting a second fiscal or another fiscal stimulus package agreed in the United States. We've had some comments over the weekend suggesting that we're progressing, but there are still quite wide levels of divergence in terms of, certainly with the Democrats. Firstly, that kind of support payment for jobless claimants, that's going to be cut from the $600, possibly to $400 or possibly even lower. State and local government supports, that's not going to be in the Republican package in the way the Democrats wanted an extra $1 trillion support for state and local governments. The Bush administration seemed to be pushing the $1,200 check stimulus posted out to large numbers of US households, which is very questionable, I think, in terms of its overall immediate impact on picking growth up. So that wide divergence in terms of getting a fiscal stimulus package agreed could mean the expiry of the claimant's $600 per week support. And that could have a very detrimental short-term impact on economic activity. And at best, it's going to be cut quite notably. And I think that has implications for near-term growth as well. Then thirdly, I would mention the social unrest. That's becoming more widespread as we speak. We've had riots officially declared in Portland, in Seattle. We've had trouble in Austin, Texas, in New York, LA, Colorado. You know, this is national in scale. And again, that is going to have implications on the pickup in economic growth going forward. And then finally, I think the election risk premium is going to become a more important influence for the markets going forward. And of course, with the polls showing Biden ahead in key states, the markets are increasingly pricing in more fully the prospect of a Biden presidency. And that has implications for US equity markets from a corporate taxation perspective, with Biden looking to raise corporate taxes from 21% to 28%. It has implications potentially for big tech. We're all aware of how tech heavy the S&P 500 is. And if there's ever a moment for Congress and Washington to tackle the monopolistic type power of some of these big tech companies, given the outperformance versus other sectors during the Trump administration, that could really be a focus of the Democrats if they do win the White House in November. And I think over the coming months, we could start to see the tech outperformance reverse somewhat, which would obviously weigh on the overall US equity market performance. And I think that could undermine the US dollar as well. So I think all of these factors combined is encouraging continued dollar weakness. And the DXY has now broken the 94 level. So we're at levels we haven't seen since September 2018. And that I think technically backs up the fundamental picture of the potential for the dollar to continue to weaken going forward from here. So I think that's really a key focus for the markets this week.
And is there anything else we should look out for, Derek, as this week unfolds?
Yeah, it's potentially a pretty busy week. We've got a lot of GDP data for the second quarter coming from Europe. So Germany, Italy, France, I think Spain as well, and then the overall Eurozone GDP figure will be released. And then we've got the US GDP figure as well, with the consensus for a minus 35% quarter on quarter annualized reading. That, of course, will be important in the context of the fact that the high frequency figures are showing that the rebound in Q3 might not be what the markets were originally expecting. So any disappointment in terms of the scale of contraction in Q2 would certainly have a big hit on sentiment. We also have Apple releasing its corporate earnings on Thursday. Of course, one of those big tech companies that I just spoke about. Again, any disappointment there, and I think that would obviously weigh on overall investor sentiment. But the key event is the FOMC meeting, which will take place Tuesday, Wednesday, with the press conference on Wednesday evening. And again, this is pretty important for FX markets, because the communication coming from the Fed is of integral importance to expectations, obviously, in terms of monetary policy, which at the moment, the markets are strongly expecting some further support going forward. And this is putting downward pressure on real yields in the US, which is encouraging gold higher. Gold has hit a new record high today. And that's linked, of course, also to the ongoing depreciation of the US dollar. So while we probably won't get a full layout of a policy strategy as such this week, we should certainly expect hints of something being laid out in September. And we wouldn't be surprised if the FOMC gives the market some hints on some form of yield curve control going forward. I think the Fed really have to be quite aggressive at this point in time. We're going to see a big, big difference in communication from Chair Powell relative to the last FOMC meeting, which was on the 10th of June. We'll all remember then, COVID was easing off, the spread was slowing, economic activity was beginning to pick up. There was a degree of optimism expressed by Powell, although admittedly he was still very cautious. That optimism, I think, will be a lot lower this week. And there's going to be a lot of concern about the fact that this spread is beginning to impact the recovery in economic activity. And that means we're going to have some forceful communication in terms of the need for stimulus going forward. And we're expecting a pretty downbeat, dovish FOMC meeting this week, which is going to reinforce the downward pressure on yields. And, you know, it's interesting that the 10-year yield is drifting slowly lower at a time when the Fed is pulling back somewhat in terms of its pace of purchases. And of course, the overall balance sheet of the Fed is shrinking because of the reduced need for liquidity support through the FX swap lines as being a dominant feature there. And it all just points to the markets doing the Fed's work. But it's important that the Fed will back that up with communications this week, reinforcing the need for stimulus to remain very, very loose for a lot longer. And I think that's going to put some further downward pressure on the US dollar and on yields this week, assuming we do get a forceful message from the Fed, which is what we're expecting.
And finally then, Derek, what trade ideas are your research desk highlighting?
Well, in this backdrop, it's interesting what's happened in dollar yen. And the trade idea we put on Friday was to short dollar yen, basically. The DXY has obviously been moving lower. Dollar yen has as well to a degree, but dollar yen has held up a lot more than implied by the movements in DXY. You know, we put out a chart in our daily and weekly publications showing the 50-day percentage change in DXY versus the same percentage change in dollar yen. And you can really see quite a substantial lag in the decline in dollar yen versus DXY. And with the dollar sentiment as it is, I think it's inevitable that the dollar yen rate is going to play catch up to some degree. And I think that's now beginning to unfold. The key psychological support level, of course, is at 105. But we would expect potentially that being tested. And if we're right on the FOMC this week, on the Fed being quite forceful in its communication for further stimulus going forward, that could be the catalyst for getting us through the 105 level. And then, of course, the TOPEX index in Japan has been outperforming the S&P 500 through a lot of the post-COVID period. And we think that's coming to an end, and possibly the pickup in COVID cases in Japan might result in some underperformance of the Japanese equity market. And that tends to coincide with the yen appreciation as well. So a couple of factors that I think result in dollar yen moving to the downside. And that's the trade idea that we published on Friday.
All right. Thank you very much for your insight, Derek. Have a good week and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, Una, and you.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.